This map shows the kingdom of Israel during the time of Solomon, with pictures of what his beautiful temple may have looked like. After King David had died, Solomon became the third king of Israel. He inherited the kingdom, which extended from the great Euphrates River all the way to the river of Egypt in the south. Solomon wanted to be a man of God like his father, so before he made any decisions, he traveled to Gideon to ask God what he should do as king. While he was there, he had a dream, and the Lord appeared to him and offered him whatever he wanted. Solomon chose wisdom so that he could lead God's great people well. Because Solomon gave God such a great answer, he granted his request, and Solomon became the wisest man who had ever lived. Unlike his father David, Solomon was not a warrior. He wanted to keep peace throughout the land and develop good relationships with the surrounding kingdoms. Solomon made trade routes so he could become friends with the other nations and they could help each other. These trade routes did more than make Solomon friends, but they also made him very wealthy. It did not take Solomon very long to become the wealthiest king in the world. With his wealth, he was able to build a huge army with horses and chariots, and a beautiful temple in Jerusalem that was made out of gold. People were amazed by Solomon's wisdom and his wealth, and would travel across the world just to hear his wisdom and see his temple. Even though Solomon did so much to help the nation of Israel, he did a lot of things that hurt it too. Because he wanted to save friends with the surrounding nations, Solomon married many foreign kings' daughters, even though the Bible says to have only one wife. Solomon allowed his wives to bring in their false gods to worship, and many of the Israelites started to worship the false gods instead of the one true God. Eventually, the mistakes that Solomon made led to the splitting of Israel into two kingdoms.